Hello everyone, welcome back to another podcast where we talk about how global issue affect us. Today we are here to talk about how social media marketing is and can help us during and after this ongoing pandemic. Social media is something we cannot live without. My best friend or my companion during this lockdown is my social media, and I believe it is true for each one of us. As it is something that we are dealing with on a daily basis, so it is really important to talk about the role of social media marketing and how it can help revive our economies. Today, we have with us Srini Basin. She is a PPC campaign expert working out of San Francisco, who also has an experience in social media marketing, SEO, and content marketing. She also has a blog by her name of Shiu Digi, where she shares the latest digital marketing industry trends. Hi, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you.
So how have you been?
Somewhat bored of the lockdown, but apart from that, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Same bore. I think boring is for everybody.
Yeah, true.
Okay. So with your experience, your background, I think the first question that comes into my mind that I really am, you know, excited to ask you is that about this economic issue, basically about these small businesses or the startup companies who are associated with social media marketing, how does the economy crisis affect them?
So, well, to start off with, I feel that any business who did not have social media marketing set up before, you know, COVID or even during COVID, I think is at a loss. And social media marketing is very essential in general to be creating brand awareness, visibility, providing, you know, a customer service platform, and even increase the chance of a successful sale. It also helps provide, you know, a humane touch to it by how you interact with the customers from a brand perspective. And I think that if a small business or startup has not already started investing in their brand social media presence, they are definitely going to have a harder time capturing their target audience's attention. That's because with such an unstable economy and the chance that people can lose their job any day, they are less keen to keep, you know, try out new brands or spend money on something that does not count as an essential. And since they don't have a customer base already, social media can really help them kind of increase their target audience and their brand presence within the market.
Okay. So what do you think that if they could have been on such platforms before or maybe during COVID as well, their situation could have been any different?
I think having a social media presence would help pick up the revenue post-lockdown. In fact, when I was doing my dissertation during my MBA at Cardiff University in Wales, my research topic was specifically around how social media marketing affects website traffic for an online magazine that the Indian Express had launched in May 2017. And when I was digging into the past research by scholars, I remember coming across a paper about traditional mail marketing. It studied the effect of how the frequency of, you know, mail marketing brochures, coupons, you know, yellow pages, etc., had on long-term sales. And it was found with the help of that research that households which stopped receiving a promotional mail from a brand were more likely to forget that the brand existed or is there within a few weeks. Although this research was done, I think, during the late 1900s or right at the start of the early 2000s, I think this holds true for social media marketing as well. People will forget that your brand exists or is there out there if it stops showing up in their news feeds. Let me give you an example of how local businesses can use YouTube to promote their brand. So there is a cafe in New Delhi called Laughing Wala, which focuses around serving Tibetan food. Now, because of COVID, the cafe has been shut down for quite some time now, and that's really, affected their revenue because, of course, for obvious reasons. But the cafe had started building their social media presence early on, and they had used this time to upload videos about their brand on social media pages. And I think this was a very smart move for two reasons. The first reason is that studies have shown that not only has mobile usage gone up post-COVID, but video consumption has also increased. And because of this, brands are shifting towards using more video content for their organic and paid marketing tactics. So if small businesses had a strong presence on YouTube, they would have been able to monetize their YouTube channels and kind of generate revenue from there. And so but I also understand that setting up a new When you're setting up a new business, YouTube videos are not, the first thing that comes to your mind simply because of the production costs around it. But it will help people remember that your brand exists so that they don't forget about your brand in the future.
Okay, that was interesting. Some insightful that I got. Basically, how this pandemic, the COVID situation, is impacting social media, social marketing performances, basically.
So on platforms like Facebook, even pre-COVID period, videos had been getting the highest engagement, followed by images and then just normal text posts that went out. As I just mentioned, video consumption has increased even further since the lockdown began. And because of this, marketers are inclined towards using more video content for their social media marketing purposes. But of course, there is a limitation on how much new video content you can create because you want to maintain social distancing.
True. Earlier we talked about the small businesses and every saying. I also have a doubt if this all is impacting the social media strategies, the social media performances of the large and renowned companies like Amazon, Flipkart, who basically work on social media like they on daily basis.
Absolutely. Because there we have entered into an unstable economy, and there is so much job uncertainty post COVID being called a pandemic in mid of March. So the purchase behavior of the general user has shifted. Now people are thinking twice before making a purchase, whether it's from a large business or a small business. The first reason for this is because they want to cut down on unnecessary purchases and save money. People have already received a decent salary cut because of drop in, business revenue. I've heard, salary cuts going up to as high as 30 or 40%, which is a very big, salary cut in general. And people have already And, because of this, people do not, they might end up losing their job because of this. And not only this, the medical bills of the coronavirus treatment are so high that people are hoping for the best, but they are also preparing for the worst. The second reason is that, people are trying to restrict the number of things that are entering into the house as a form of precaution. Essentially, they don't want to take a risk of having the COVID infection infecting a loved one in their house. Now, things like groceries and such cannot be avoided. That's something that you have to order or buy on a regular basis. but things like electronics, clothing, etc. can be. Keeping this in mind, brands are also shifting their marketing tactics as well as, business models to kind of match the, shift in user purchase behavior. Look at Zomato, for example. They were, initially only focused on delivering food from restaurants and cafes up until March. But then COVID hit, we went into a lockdown and restaurants took a hit. And in order to keep the revenue flowing in, they started selling groceries on their platform. And I am assuming that, they would have pushed this extensively on their, social media platforms to really tell people that, hey, we're selling groceries now as well. I myself have seen, so many, offers they had initially started, on Twitter and whatnot to really kind of showcase that, okay, we're also selling something that counts as an essential.
Okay, so how can these companies basically, or many individual startups that have, can increase their basically social engagement so that they can have an intractable customer base or they could have a better social media performances?
That's a very good question. The first step is to create engaging content. It is important to think from the eyes of the target audience without losing the creative look of the brand. If the content is good, it will automatically start getting likes, shares, and comments organically. Along with this, make sure that you're replying back to the comments and messages that the brands get on social media. This adds a human touch to the profile, which makes the brand look a little more humane, which really goes a long way in bringing brand awareness, brand visibility, and brand loyalty. Some other ways to increase engagement on platforms like Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn is to use trending hashtags in the captions so that the post reaches more people. Also, adding a location to your Instagram posts can increase the chance of showing of the post showing up as a suggested post for other people in that area. The third way to increase social media engagement is through the help of influencer marketing. I won't go into too depth about influencer marketing because that's a whole topic of its own, and I can talk for like 45 minutes on that itself. But basically, it's influencer marketing on social media plays an important role in, long-term brand awareness, brand visibility, and even brand trust. When someone who is essentially an influencer kind of like showcases your brand on their profile, which in the long run converts over to social media engagement, website traffic, and even sales. And I am assuming at the moment that the charges of influencers would be lower right now. Simply because a lot of brands are putting back, or sorry, pulling back on their marketing spends. So this is a good time to be investing in it. A final thing brands can do are paid advertisements on social media to promote their profiles or the content that they're posting. These posts, these promotions you want to go for, are the ones that are on social media platforms or the ones that they sell themselves. There are also individuals out there who are offering a large chunk of followers or post engagements at a very cheap price and in a, very short span of time. I have worked with both, and I know for a fact that if you're looking for quality followers and engagement, always, always, always use the advertisements available by the social media platforms themselves. Simply because from what I have noticed that the people who are providing, large number of followers or engagement at a cheaper cost, those generally turn out to be, fake accounts or inactive or accounts that people haven't used in such a long time, that those followers, even if you get, say, 100,000 followers overnight, those followers will not engage with your posts in the long run. So, essentially you want followers, who will engage with the content that you post or, will engage with your brand on the website or through other mediums in the long run. And, that kind of quality generally I've seen comes from the ads that you run, that you buy through social media platforms themselves. They will be more expensive, but quality over quality is what's going to help a brand, sustain and grow in the
Thank you
long run.
so much. It was actually something that I think everybody can look upon. And I hope that after this pandemic, we all come back to a normal situation. And looking forward to some updates from your blog as well. Thank you so much for joining and joining with us.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for having me.